Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Very excited. Welcome in Mike and David at Mike Sullivan. Just a big day. I feel like I have to be a calming force today. I feel like we've got a collection of people doing what I do many times, overreacting. And it is about sports. Now, look. I have said from the very beginning, right? Not the very beginning. Let me take that back. There was a point in the very early days of March where I think we all saw this turn, right? It went from the late February of mystery and, well, it only affects old people to, wait, this is actually like a way bigger problem. Wait, I think we're going into something we've never gone into before. And once I had reached that point, I've taken this very seriously, like whether it's been on the air arguing with you guys about shutdowns, arguing about wearing a mask, which I still wear. Look, it's serious. You don't want this. Okay? Most of us would be fine. Most of us, you know, would be asymptomatic or might get a little bit sick, but it's about you giving it to someone else who wouldn't be okay. The point is this. We have gone now from the death slot machine that the news was putting up there to the sports slot machine. And do not mistake what I'm saying as a lack of concern. Do not mistake what I'm saying as being dismissive. I'm not. But I think you need to take a step back before you claim all sports are done, none of this is happening, and reporting every positive COVID test with a team like it's news. I have news for you. It's not. And you go, well, how can you say that? Like the Tampa Bay Lightning just stopped their phase two. Right, guys, they're bringing players back to the facility for the initial workouts, for the initial testing. This was always going to produce positives. But the Texas Longhorns have six players. Right. It was always going to happen. Now, college football is the outlier. As much as we joke about amateur athletes, they are, by definition, amateur. They do not get paid. They do not have a union. College football, I'm going to separate over here and tell you, there should be concern. You can't put them in a bubble. I thought Ward Manuel did a great job. Let me repeat that for you. I thought Ward Manuel did a great job with his commentary regarding U of M's plans because it was honest. And he said it. We're not putting our players in a bubble. We can't. We don't pay these guys. And I'll take you through his plan a little later. I don't want to do that now. But as far as professional sports goes, look, when the NBA brings their players back, there's going to be positives. That's why when you come back, you are going to be sequestered for a few days. There is a protocol that will be followed. You get them in a controlled environment. You take your positives and quarantine them out until they have two negative tests. And then you move forward. Guys, the amount of testing that these athletes are going to go through, if it's not daily, it'll be every other day. The amount of monitoring. Guys, they're going to be going through a level of medical bar to clear that the average person will never go through, ever. Even if you decide to schedule to go get tested for COVID and you go and you get your result, you're not going back the next day or the day after that or the day after that or the day after that. You don't have a doctor following you around. You aren't living in a bubble. So when these issues arise, and listen, I told Doug and Scott, I want them to go and drink, possibly heavily, because the two of them, by the time they got off the air, they're making you feel like all is lost and we have no hope of sports. And I don't believe that. But I also went into it with a different mindset. I think every college football team will have some positives, both now and during the year. NBA, NFL, NHL, MLB, if they ever pull their head out of their own ass. This is a part of our life. This is going to be a part of what we deal with for the remainder of this year. And depending on vaccines, depending on distribution, depending on efficacy in the next year, this is a part of our life. And you have to look at this that life cannot stop. We've missed our window to stop everything, stamp it out, and move on. We've missed the window. So we're not going to just stay inside our homes. Now, if people would have some common sense, wear a mask, practice social distancing, we'd probably be just fine. And by just fine, I mean it would slow the spread. It would put it at a manageable rate where we could track and test and trace. People aren't doing that. All right, looking at you, Tulsa. People aren't doing it. Looking at you, Governor Ducey, right? Looking at you, Governor of Alabama, who you won't get out of the way so your local mayors and city councils can demand that we're going to wear a mask. You know, California finally jumped on board and said, listen, we tried it without the masks. Cases are going up as testing's going up. Got to wear a mask. The bottom line is the same applies to sports. You can't just not play. You can't just shut it down for a year, 2 years. Can't do it. It's just not the way the world works. It's not. So, if you view this, that COVID is going to be a part of our lives, if you view this and it's not this binary operation of world's ending or nothing's wrong, if you exist in the middle, that we have something serious, that we have something that has an overwhelming, albeit there are anecdotal examples of young people getting very ill, those are still primarily the outlier. What is it? Half of deaths are from nursing homes. Let's be accurate here. We are developing therapeutics. We are developing treatments. Do I want to get this? Absolutely not. Am I more concerned as someone in my late 30s than an 18-year-old should be? Probably, but still not nearly as concerned as my father, who's 64 and had a heart attack. Look at the data. Let the data guide your decisions. Again, not ruling it out, not saying it's not serious. And remember, I take it serious. I practice what I preach. I'm just making a point. Athletes are going to come back to training camps. They are going to test positive. They are going to be quarantined. They are going to be tested. They are going to be monitored. And I do think sports will begin. Whether it ends or not, I'm not smart enough to tell you, and I'd hate to break it to you, but neither is Uncle Tony. And I love Fauci. I invited him over tonight for chicken cutlets. The point is, he doesn't know, and he would admit that. No one knows. We're learning. I'm not going to freak out. Then again, my state is doing things right. You, the people, have primarily done things right. I would feel differently if I was doing afternoon radio in Houston right now. Not doing it right. Not smart. Afternoon drive in Phoenix. Guys, not smart. No bueno. This ain't positive. My point to you is this. We're still a ways away. You have to understand that athletes are going to be at a higher level as far as screening, as far as care, as far as being monitored. And they are also the lowest risk of just about anyone. So let me repeat for the people that are a little bit slow in the crowd who want to pick apart everything I say. No, I don't want it. No, you shouldn't want it. Yes, you should take it seriously. However, in most cases, if you are young and if you are healthy, in an overwhelming amount of cases, despite the news hyping up every single anecdotal example of a young person falling critically ill, by and large, the numbers suggest you will be fine. It is about you not passing it to someone else. Now, if I were an athlete, I would make the choice. I would play. It's my livelihood. I know the data. I know the numbers. I know the care I'll be getting. And that's the choice. If players choose not to play because of it, I hold zero judgment. Don't play. And certainly, if you or a close family member have comorbidities, that's not the general public's business, but it's yours. And if the risk factor is too high, let your doctors guide your decisions. But I am not going to get on these airwaves and tell you that sports isn't happening because I don't believe that's realistic. I don't believe that that's accurate. And I never lived in fairy tale land where players weren't going to come back to training camp and all be negative. Nor am I living in fairy tale land where they will play this season and all players will not be negative. They're going to be positive tests. And when you look at the injury report, you're going to see COVID quarantine 14 days. It will be a season like none other. And maybe at some point during the year, some leagues, most leagues, maybe all leagues, maybe they need to pull the plug. We just don't know. But I'm not going to get on the air and fearmonger and act surprised and be all forlorn that the Philadelphia Phillies had several positives. Yup, they did. That's why we're 6 weeks away from the season starting. You bring everyone back. You find out what kind of cards are in the deck. Quarantine. Test, make sure you start the year with a clean slate, and we go from there. So that's all. I wanted to just deliver. That was not how I planned to start the show, but Doug and Scott were bumming me out. I wanted to make sure we got this turned around on a Friday. 248-539-9797. Now, I can ask the question of you. What do you believe? What do you think? Do you think I'm on meth? Do you think I'm crazy? Am I loco? Do you believe sports is going to start? Do you believe sports is going to finish? Maybe you feel both things. You feel that all the leagues will try, but all the leagues will fail. But I want to know where you're at with it. To hell with what I just think. Let's have a conversation on it. I don't even know what David and Sully believe because they don't speak to me. They're on a campaign. They're trying to take the program over. They've been so good this week.
I think you're on meth. Is that what you said?
Yes. In fact, you know, yes, I've got the meth teeth like Joe Exotic's
Now,
husband.
Are you in the meth business or the money business?
Ah, Blue Magic.
No, 248-539. Come on, I thought you'd get that reference. Walter White, I am in the empire business.
Right, he did the blue meth.
Right. That quote I meant. Yeah, I got you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. 248-539-9797. Tell me where you're at with it. All the positives, all the different sports. Go ahead. Do you just feel like sports isn't going to happen? I don't. I think we'll start, and where it goes from there, I don't think anyone knows, including Uncle Tony. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.